Greyhound racing to be phased out in New Zealand. The New Zealand government has announced a plan to phase out greyhound racing. The news was revealed by Racing Minister Winston Peters, and he said that legislation to facilitate the shutdown is expected to be introduced next year. The decision comes after years of scrutiny over animal welfare issues in the greyhound industry. Multiple reviews conducted over the past decade have called for reforms to the industry. Peters said that while the government is still working on detailed legislation, the plan includes a 20-month transition period. This timeline is intended to provide adequate time to rehome the estimated 2,900 racing greyhounds and assist those impacted by the industry's closure. Quote, "This isn't a decision taken lightly but is ultimately driven by protecting the welfare of racing dogs." Despite significant progress made by the greyhound racing industry in recent years, the percentage of dogs being injured remains persistently high, and the time has come to make a call in the best interest of the animals. "We acknowledge work done by Greyhound Racing New Zealand to improve safety. While fewer dogs are dying, injury rates, while down slightly, have plateaued and are unacceptably high." Winston Peters, New Zealand Racing Minister. Interim legislation targets greyhound welfare. Ahead of wider legislative changes in 2025, the government has introduced an interim measure to protect racing dogs. The Racing Industry, Unlawful Destruction of Specified Greyhounds Amendment Bill, presented today, the 10th of December 2024, aims to prevent the unnecessary euthanasia of racing greyhounds. Additional legislation, set to amend the Racing Industry Act 2020, will be introduced in 2025 to formalize the end of greyhound racing. A key element of this will be the establishment of comprehensive rehoming initiatives for the greyhounds affected. Related: Greyhound racing and NSW raise concerns over gambling ad ban. Transition plan and stakeholder involvement. The government has committed to a full select committee process for the upcoming legislation in order to make sure that stakeholders and other interested parties have an opportunity to provide input. An advisory committee has also been established to oversee the transition should the proposed legislation pass. The committee's role will include advising on animal welfare and supporting those in the industry as they adjust to the changes.